The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite any children to come on forward.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. All right, I have some things in my hand that we used last week. All right, does anyone know what these are? Palms, palm branches. So last week, we used them at Palm Sunday. We waved them around as we were marching, and she's like, I don't want to be by him, Dad. So palms, really cool, right? There we are. Okay, so then there's this. Have any idea what that is? The fancy word is a chalice. It's a cup. It's a cup for wine. This is what we use to remember Maundy Thursday when Jesus gave us Holy Communion the very first time. So Maundy Thursday, what's this? A cross. Good Friday. That was the day we remembered that Jesus was nailed to a cross for our sake. That Jesus died for us. All right? So we've got palms. We've got a cup. We've got a cross. Now I've got two other really favorite things to symbolize today. All right. First one is, can you hold that? What is that? A rock. First one's a rock. All right. Now, the second one, I gotta be a little more careful with this one. Gotta make sure. It's kind of full, right? The second one is something empty. Right? So we have a rock and we have something empty. How does that symbolize Easter? I mean, don't we have flowers and don't we have other stuff? What's a rock and something empty? There was a rock in front of Jesus' tomb and everybody was worried about it, right? The women who came to see Jesus and to try to help him that day, they were worried about the rock. They thought it was going to be too big for them to move. The Jewish leaders, they thought somebody was going to move that rock, so they put guards on it. And you know what? This rock wound up being no big deal at all. In the story I read, an angel came down, shook the ground, and the rock just rolled out of the way. And the rock rolled out of the way, and we discovered the tomb was empty. They came thinking it was going to have Jesus' body in it. They thought it was going to be full. And when the rock rolled away, empty. Empty, empty, empty. Because Jesus isn't dead anymore. Jesus is alive. Jesus rose from the dead so that you and I could find joy every day. So don't worry about the rocks in your life. Don't ever worry about the rocks in your life. Because we know that the tomb is empty and Jesus stands beside us. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we are so excited that we get to celebrate the fact that you rose from the dead today. Fill us with your light. Fill us with your love. Help us not to be worried about the rocks in our lives and help us proclaim your empty tomb in all that we say and do. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen. Thank you for coming, everybody.